Blackstone Audio presents Silver City Massacre by Charles G. West. This book is read by Jim Meskimen. For Rhonda. Chapter 1. It had taken him a long time to make up his mind. Too long, he figured. But at last he deemed it time to put this senseless war behind him and get on with the rest of his life. Joel McAllister could look himself in the eye, knowing that he had given all that he had originally pledged to the Missouri Volunteers and General Joseph Shelby's Confederate Cavalry. He had fought under Shelby's command for over 2 years, distinguishing himself in countless raids and skirmishes, enough so that he was awarded a battlefield promotion to the rank of lieutenant. It had been more than 2 months since Lee surrendered at the little Virginia town of Appomattox, but Joe Shelby had defied orders to surrender his cavalry, saying he would never live under Yankee rule. Like several hundred of Shelby's volunteers, Joel had followed the fire-eating general when he left Shreveport and marched into Texas, determined to take his troops to Mexico. A sense of loyalty to his general had been the reason Joel had made that decision. After some troublesome nights of serious thought, however, he found himself on the bank of the Brazos River near the little town of Waco, questioning the choice he had made. It was a hard decision to make, for he had felt it his duty to follow his superiors and not ask whether or not their orders were right or wrong. Over the last 2 days he had labored over the question, and he realized that he was ready to say goodbye to war. Choosing to leave with some honor, he had informed his company commander, Captain Grace, that he was departing in the morning, having decided that his future did not lie.